Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
20 days to the general election, the campaign now in full swing. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, was in the Sligo Leitrim constituency today as part of a countrywide canvass with local candidates. The Fianna Fáil campaign on a high at the moment after that weekend poll, which put them 12 points ahead of Fine Gael. It was the first poll of the campaign. Fergal Keane was with the party leader today and he joins me now. A whistle-stop tour, Fergal, of Sligo Leitrim.
Of the day early this morning in Sligo. He went to a school in Sligo, then to the IT, met some students there, then a street canvas in the centre of town. Then this afternoon we hit towns in the constituency of Sligo Leitrim, Turbercurry, Ballymote, Carrick-on-Shannon, out with local candidates meeting people. So Micheál Martin was meeting people on the streets and business premises, and I have to say that while in one or two of these places, the candidates knew they would find some friendly faces, most of it, the vast majority of it, was just random meeting with people, members of the public, walking down the street. People could more or less say anything they wanted to, get an issue off the chest. It was discussed today.
He's no stranger to the campaign trail. He's a veteran of many elections and well used to the canvas.
And he's a very, very relaxed campaigner. He's at ease with people, relaxed in the company of ordinary people, and really willing to discuss any issue that comes up. So in this part of the country now, for example, homelessness is not really an issue. But the things on people's minds are housing costs, child jobs in the west of Ireland in particular. That was an issue in the Sligo IT. Other things then raised with him were the pension age, the state of the Defence Forces. That was raised with a number of former retired Defence Forces personnel he came across. Then forestry, another issue, and of course the environment. Now, I'm going to take you first to Sligo today, to Sligo Town. One of the first stops was in Sligo IT. He walked around, he met students, sat down uninvited at various tables in the college canteen. And the very first issue raised with him, with the first person he met, was the environment. And I listened in.
What, if you, you know, with the elections coming up, what would you do for the environment? What would be your route? Well, no, because I know that Leo, he is looking for a 2% reduction in greenhouse gases, I believe. But 7% is the EU average to reach the Paris
Agreement. So we are way behind right now as a country, right?
Yes.
And we've lost a lot of years. In the last 7 or 8 years, we've lost a lot in terms of the climate change agenda. And we want to get to where we should be in 2030, but also the ultimate in 2050 in terms of net position.
Yes.
And I think there has to be, we have to reconfigure all our state agencies. I think Quilta, for example, Bord na Móna, we have to change their mandates to say you are now lead agencies for achieving our climate change goals. But with the boglands that they have in Bord na Móna, the forestry.
John Clancy.
You raised the issue of the environment, Micheál Martin. What do you think of him, what he had to say to you?
I appreciated his response. It was nice to meet him on a personal level. You know, what he said was true. Electric vehicles, you know, these are important. He did zone in a lot on transportation, which is one of Ireland's top three biggest emitters of greenhouse gases, but agriculture is the highest, and I would have liked to have heard a little bit more on how he would tackle that. It is a difficult one, as agriculture is very, you know, it's Ireland's driving force. But, you know, it was nice to have some words, and I appreciate him coming here, yeah.
Where are you from?
Mayo.
What issue would you be your issue most concerned to you?
I suppose because we're doing social care, we'd look into the homeless sector a lot, and then the different stuff with the health sectors, and even like the understaffing with social care, like with nursing homes, different stuff like that. And I suppose the pay of social care workers and different things.
Very good. That kind of sums it up.
They'd be the main sort of stuff for us, because I suppose that's what we'd look into most with college and.
Yeah, the big thing
things.
That, I mean, homelessness is a blight,
yeah.
It's a disgrace, and we do need to get children out of the homeless situation that they find themselves in.
Outside of Sligo IT, the issues were pension, housing, childcare, and then there's the issue of facial recognition.
It's all right.
You're keeping well?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Just wondering what your main concern would be? Or
Well, I'd like Fianna Fáil. Are you Fianna Fáil?
I am, yeah.
I will be voting then. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be voting then.
Thank you very much.
But things did get better as the day went on.
This is Matt Dermot, but I know you well.
You know me well?
I do.
Makes a change, yeah. I was in Sligo earlier and someone didn't spot who I was at all, you know.
Oh, did they not?
No, they didn't know, you know. I'm telling you, I have to keep on working to get the pro for them. Are you having a good afternoon?
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
You're magnetic.
I'm magnetic.
So, what do you think of me, Hall Martin? You just met him there?
Yes, I just met him. He's better looking in reality than he is.
He's a fine, tall fella too, isn't he?
He is, and I'm looking for a man at the moment.
Fergal Keeney. He's certainly very relaxed out and about with people there. Just call me Michal.
And it's something that not all of politicians find easy. I've been following them around for a long time. Some people find it difficult to sit down and chat with strangers to ask them for their vote. Some people are just plain embarrassed by it. Some are stiff, ill at ease or whatever. But then other people take energy from it. And the Fianna Fáil leader did say to me afterwards that when he goes and meets people, he listens a lot. I mean, the first TV debate takes place now this week on Wednesday on TV3. And he said what he does go out listening to people will be a major part of his armour in debates like that. But the towns we're in today, they haven't been as badly affected as some by or town dereliction and closing businesses due to migration or maybe out of town development. But it was one issue that was raised with Micheál Martin today. And one of the people he met was a man called John Gillespie, who owns Gillespie Gillespie's fashion shop in the middle of Turbercurry. Now, he just dropped in there and spoke to John. John raised the issue of dying towns with the Fianna Fáil leader. I asked him afterwards about town dereliction and he said it's a major issue for all of rural Ireland.
Well, I think, look, we're in the middle of an election campaign. I think it's very important that the Fine Gael party and the Taoiseach realise that there's a difference between government and the offices and agencies of government such as the IDA and the Fine Gael party, and both should not be mixed. And government agencies and events organised by government agencies should not be used as a platform to attack political opponents. And that's what the Taoiseach did today. He has form on this where he almost thinks that Fine Gael and the agencies of the state are one and the same thing. They are not. And we are. The IDA has been a well-respected state agency that under successive governments, we've always kept that divide between party politics and partisan politics and the IDA itself as a state agency. And it was very inappropriate and wrong of the Taoiseach to use a platform such as the one he had today with the IDA and with Apple as a platform to attack his political opponents. That's just simply wrong, and we keep highlighting that with the Taoiseach and pointing that out to him.
Among the issues being raised with you today is the pension age. Where are you standing on that now?
Well, we would not be going ahead with the raising of the age to 67, so the status quo would apply, that we would initiate a more comprehensive review of the issue, because two things. First of all, I don't believe it's sustainable and right that people would be 13 months with no income. I don't think that's right. In terms of, you know, the 9 months of benefit would run out, and people would be 13 months without income. And secondly, the auto-enrolment initiative that the government announced recently doesn't seem to be underpinned by the provision of resources in the Department of Public Expenditure, or people went into the Department of Public Expenditure recently and, to my knowledge, were informed that the money hasn't been provided for that. So I believe in terms of employment law that we have to look at ensuring that people who reach the age of 65 or 66 have the option, if they wish, to continue working, and that they wouldn't be mandatorily put out of employment, because people are living longer. There's been a huge change, and we should be more flexible now in our approach to that whole issue.
And Mary, in fact, that was the Micheál Martin. There was a different clip. There he was talking about an issue where Fianna Fáil today are complaining about the Taoiseach and remarks he made at an IDA event with Tim Cook, the Apple president, this afternoon. Now, at that, the Taoiseach made some remarks about his political opponents and the broadband plan. The Fianna Fáil are complaining, and in fact Barry Cowan has complained to SIPO that the Taoiseach is using government events as a party political platform. And this is something that also reflects about advertisements, which is in the newspapers yesterday, saying that the government had brought people the minimum wage, an increase in the minimum wage. They're complaining about that as well. Quite a bitter issue. But in fact, what I was speaking to you about earlier is in another clip. It's an issue of town dereliction, and it's an issue that was raised with Micheál Martin today and this Turbocurry shopkeeper, John Gillespie.
Here in Turbocurry, and just going around the whole west of Ireland, there's an awful lot of shop dereliction. Now, I think that the place to start with, even the homeless or whatever, is get people back living in towns, living in the shops that are derelict. You know, I was raised in this shop here, and all my brothers and sisters, there were seven of us raised here, and on the main street here in Turbocurry in 1969, there were 66 children. There's no children in it now.
Yeah, and above all the shops, all those living spaces are empty now.
Every one of the shops along the main street here, bar one, has living accommodation, but nobody living in them.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe the government, if 20 years ago, brought in, you know, all these estates and it's, you know, everybody moved out. You know, they moved out of the shops. And I think if they could get people back living in the shops, it creates business in small towns. The small towns are dying on their feet because there's no employment left in the small towns.
What would you like to see the next government do about it?
I think it's a challenge to them to get, instead of filling housing estates, to fill the towns with people to live in the towns.
And that was Fergal Keane reporting for us. The full list of candidates for the four-seater Sligo Leitrim constituency are Senator Frank Feehan, Fine Gael, Councillor Thomas Walsh, Fine Gael, Deputy Eamon Scanlon, Fianna Fáil, Deputy Mark McSharry, Fianna Fáil, Shane Ellis, Fianna Fáil, Deputy Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin, Nessa Cosgrove, Labour Party, Councillor Gina O'Boyle, People Before Profit Alliance, Bláthnaid Gallagher, Green Party, Oisín O'Dwyer, Renua, Paul McWeeny, National Party, Councillor Declan Bree, Independence, Stroke Independence for Change, John Perry Independent, Marion Harkin Independent, James Conway Independent, Bernie O'Hara Independent, and Sean Wynne Independent.